We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to Brightside Home Theater Podcast, a home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
And I didn't even see you guys' lips move on either of those.
I was thinking about it.
Well, you got
it. I got excited during the intro because I saw John and he was like, I was like, oh, John's coming?
No.
Also, can I make an edit to your intro?
What's that?
You have Ford v Ferrari as your five?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you do like V for Vendetta or something, like something that is a V, not Ford v Ferrari?
Oh,
there's got to be movies that are V or five, right?
V for Vendetta is, yeah. But
wouldn't that have a giant V on the cover?
Yeah. Well, Ford v Ferrari, I just liked that movie. So that's why I picked it. I'm like, geez, we're going to get picky here.
All of them were numbers except for that one.
Were they all?
I thought so. I kind of got distracted after that one, but.
So you're not going at, you know, most people pick on the, Star Wars.
Which one? Which
being
one was
number
that?
One. Cause we count down from 10 down to Star Wars, which is episode 4. And everybody goes, that's episode 4. What are you doing? Nope. That's the first one. It's the first one ever. That's why it was Star Wars. And that's why I use that poster too. Cause it's the original poster.
Mm-hmm.
See? So for people listening to the audio only, we're joined here by myself for the annual Die Hard Christmas special.
What number annual?
I don't know. I forget. You work out that math. I'll say Joe, and for the audio only, Joe, my son, and Greg the Awesome Ninja, my son-in-law Greg. You'll know him from the chat as Greg the Awesome Ninja here as well.
Greg, how do you change your screen name on YouTube?
On YouTube?
I don't know. How is it Greg the Awesome Ninja?
Oh, you can go into like the settings and you have to make like a profile, I think.
I was going to make a screen name so I could join and it wouldn't be my name, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You want to be hidden, stealthy?
Yeah.
Joe the Awesome gamer Ninja? Tag.
No, I was going to use my gamer tag.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, so we're recording this a different way this year. And what did you do the math? Cause we did one.
I was trying.
Let's see. It's 2019 was the first year.
Oh, so
19, 20, 21, 22, 23,
24.
It's V.
Yeah.
It's V.
No.
No.
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 6.
Oh, okay.
24. It's the sixth year.
19 was the first, yeah.
It's the fifth year, and I guess you'd call it the fifth anniversary, but it's the sixth one because we did it the first year.
Right, fifth anniversary.
I think we've had this discussion like almost every year after
three. We probably did it last year.
Yeah. See, last year you should have mentioned the V thing.
I didn't get to see the intro last year.
That's right, because
I don't really think about it that much otherwise. I don't think I've ever joined in at the beginning of a live show.
I'm usually driving
when you start recording.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, like you've tried to, or you've texted me listening to my recorded show.
Yes. And I try to do that all the time.
Trying to correct me on something and be like, it's not calling. I recorded that a day or so ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just like to let you know.
Thanks
for next time.
Yeah. And you opened the show with correcting me.
Yeah.
He's all grown up, everybody. He's all grown up. Dad's the idiot. So, but yeah, this is on YouTube too. I'm going to put this video out as well. So your handsome mugs will be on YouTube.
I should have brought a tripod.
What's that?
I should have got a tripod so I can stop shaking.
Oh yeah. Cause you're holding.
I was resting my hand on my leg and then my knee was bouncing.
Yeah.
So everything was getting shaky.
Well, why don't we, this is the Die Hard annual Die Hard special, but, since you do have something to talk about sitting there right on your head, Joe, because you know, yeah, things didn't go well, didn't go as we had planned. I mean, last year in this episode, we were like, hey, we'll do a home and home and all of that. And
it's still a home and home. I just have a much smaller theater.
There you go.
There's my screen.
Yeah, there you go. So
there's my screen.
Go back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
There's my screen.
Yeah.
And the PS5 underneath. I don't even have the soundbar connected.
Yet.
Yet. I did, and then I was trying to Bluetooth it, and it was echoey, so I got to find the right cables or just come get my receiver and get speakers.
Yeah. But
I have the old Onkyo still.
Okay.
Awesome.
I think. I don't remember which one it is, but yeah, I don't have speakers. I mean, we can talk about, we have one little speaker. That thing's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
That's our Sonos lamp. But, yeah, I don't have home theater speakers. So I went out and got the Odyssey Maxwells.
On your head.
That's on my head. Yeah. Who else had them on your 24 hour? Omar had them.
They were talking video
games with them. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. I just finished the Call of Duty campaign with them, and they were really good. I like them a lot.
Yeah. Cool. Did you write into Davey? Did you tell Davey?
No, not yet. No.
Not yet.
No, I thought about it. I just haven't done it. I keep...
Yeah.
I think about it when I play video games, and then I forget.
Yeah, the mic's pretty good, too.
Is it?
The mic haven't really... It sounds pretty good.
I think I've only talked to guys online once, so...
Yeah. Yeah, the mic sounds pretty good.
That's good. They're legit headphones.
Yeah. And I've heard them. I mean, they sound really good for the surround sound and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Call of Duty sounded awesome. I haven't watched a movie with them yet. I was thinking about that the other day to try it out.
We did some demos when I was over. We put something on, didn't we? Or did we just demo the video game?
I put on a couple games, I think. I didn't. Yeah. I don't think we were watching TV, though.
Oh, okay. How's it compared to the theater, though? After years and years,
sounds really good.
Is it?
Yeah, not as localized, I don't think. Obviously, like I can't pick it out across the room, but
from behind you and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it goes all around. They're really good. Even the bass, everything sounds awesome. It just doesn't have the punch that a subwoofer has in your chest, obviously.
Right.
So I'll have to go get one of those chest rigs that you can buy.
Woojer straps, yeah.
Yeah, those
really?
Things.
I've got one.
Haptic.
Oh, you got one, Greg?
Yeah, I have one for VR. I forget where the heck I put it. But
look at Greg looking around.
It's a prop the audio somewhere around here.
As soon as you said it, Greg's like looking around the floor like he's got all this gear just lying at his feet.
Definitely don't have anything at my feet. Yeah, nothing. No moped engines in the room. The whole place is clean. Yep.
It's just like a strap, right? Like right across, like a crossbody strap with a
disc. You charge it up. And then the only thing I encountered was that you have to interface all audio through it. It can't just bounce off of a separate. It has to be like inputted into that. And then that acts as like your audio output from there. So you have to audio input into the strap via Bluetooth or 3.5 millimeter, I think. And then you have to go from that to a headset.
I wonder how the transfer is.
Could you split it, though?
I don't know. I'd have to double check.
Like split whatever's coming out and go to a headset and to that.
Yeah, because I thought it would be VR, but when the strap is so long, it's like the only solution you could probably do is a 3.5, and then I could try and run the cable along the... I haven't thought of that, actually. I could do that.
Oh, the rig you have across your ceiling and everything?
Oh, yeah.
So your VR rig.
People are probably confused while I'm looking up and then... I could probably... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know what they're looking at, but yeah, that's funny. Yep. Your whole rig. So you can... Yeah, you are Ready Player One it upstairs.
Exactly.
Start running around. Greg went out the window again.
Die Hard style. Yeah,
I don't think that would work with these, unfortunately.
What's up?
That strap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, because I got these because they have to Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. Or I don't have to Bluetooth, but it's a lot easier because the PlayStation's across the room.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm not at a desk like Greg. Otherwise, I would have got wired headphones.
Sure.
But these have a special little USB that plugs into the PlayStation that it talks to. So it doesn't actually talk to the PlayStation.
Okay.
Oh.
it talks to the little dongle and
yeah, right. Makes it more.
It was one of the better rated. Yeah. One of the better rated Bluetooth headsets. All the other ones had people being like, oh, it doesn't really connect. It disconnects all the time. Audio's not great.
Mm.
But I like
now, does it have an option for a wire? Cause some of them do, right? Like you could do wired if you wanted to.
It does. Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I could plug them in and wire them, but
yeah. Yeah. Most the higher end ones, they'll give you both options.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and like you said, or like I told you earlier, they're legit headphone company that happens to make a headset.
Right.
So it's not like a game controller company that makes a headset that's doesn't sound great.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was the model number?
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Just Maxwell.
There's no model number for that particular
headset? Odyssey Maxwell.
Oh, Odyssey.
All the other ones are like numbers and letters, and these ones are just Odyssey Maxwell.
Yeah. And how much were they? Like
300.
Oh.
Not bad for her. No, for a real set of headphones.
Yeah, real set of headphones. From a good company. Surround.
Yeah. Huh? I said from a good company.
Hmm.
I mean, the gaming one started at like the good ones were like 150 to 400 bucks for like Logitech or something. That was right. Going to be probably good, but not as good, I don't think.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. All right.
Yeah, they're fun.
So you're going to have to actually watch Die Hard.
There, on these? I should, those, yeah.
And
I
see
should have
how
done my homework.
Should have done your homework. We could do that next year.
That would be fun.
We'll do the home and home next year. We'll all go to your house and watch it through headphones.
Everyone bring your headset.
And no, the same pair.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep passing it over. We'll
wedge our head in.
How does the left sound? Good.
Good. The guy in the middle is like, I got nothing.
I'm pretty sure I could. Actually, I know I could. I could put Die Hard on and talk to you guys at the same time if we wanted to watch it together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I can. PlayStation runs Discord.
Yep.
Now. So we could all do that. Or I'm pretty sure I can take calls through it, but keep. There's like a dial that I can dial up game or chat volume.
Oh.
So if I play it through the PlayStation, I can have you guys in the ear too, like on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That gives me an idea of a fun, like, watch along. Like you watch the movie and we could actually do a watch along with the movie. Yeah. If I had a pair, like if we each had a pair, we'd stay home, watch it in our places. And be like, oh my God, did you? And we'd put, like, you couldn't put the video version on YouTube, but if you can turn the volume down, because you wouldn't hear what we're hearing,
right.
But we'd be talking about it, you know what I mean? So we could do a watch along, and anybody that wanted to, you could do it live, and anybody that wanted to join us, you do the same thing and watch along with us, and we'd be doing our, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 commentary.
That would be fun just to try, like, well, you would have a mic, but you'd have to keep muting it.
Well, I was like, for something like that for the show, I just get those and literally just sit in the theater. And that's what it would be, is a watch along. That John and I tried to do that during COVID. We did a watch along.
I remember,
thing.
Yeah.
Remember with the Saturday morning cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was kind of clunky because we couldn't show the thing. And we were just, I think it was audio only too. So anybody that was listening, like, these idiots were like, oh my God. Yeah, that was, I forget the details on that, but I don't think it was very good.
You could do like a 3-2-1 go, start the movie, and people who are listening to the podcast could also watch the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do it live on YouTube and go, all right, we're hitting push play now. And then everybody just watches along and watch, you know, and you schedule in advance. And that'd be a lot of fun.
Pause. Go to 3512. Watch the scene again. Play again.
Like we did today. Like, that's the problem. All right, everybody pause. Hit pause now. Now, what are we looking at? Everybody's at home. Oh, no. Where's my remote? Oh, there's a delay. Oh, man. That's funny. You should get some comments on that. People, I love to do a watch along. Let's do a watch along. Here we go. That'd be fun, though. That would be.
So absolutely.
Just each got to go out and buy a $300 pair of headphones.
No, you could. Greg can have his headset. You can wear your You could wear your Apples.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would sound as good. Yeah, I could.
You don't think your Apple headphones would sound good?
The mic part.
You can just use that mic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use that mic too.
Yeah, use the mic in the headphones.
That's what we were saying. Most guys actually do that game.
Yeah.
They don't have it on the, well, some of them do, but a lot of the streamers use a mic in their face.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, that would be different. It wouldn't, like, I was thinking I could do it in the theater, but then if I'm in the theater, what's the point? Because I'm not using the theater speakers. I'd be using my
headphones. The point would be looking at your screen. At the
big screen, yeah.
Yeah. But we'd be testing headphones, me and Greg. Because we know the screens aren't going to look as good.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing is, if that has a dongle, what is it, a USB?
Yeah.
For that? So what could I put that into to get the sound?
You could use a Bluetooth receiver directly into your equipment. Like they make like a 3.5 millimeter jack that takes like a USB input on the back of it for power.
Yeah. Couldn't you connect your Apple headphones to your Apple TV?
Yeah, but my Apple TV isn't going to have my Kaleidoscape version of Die Hard.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'd be running it. I'd be probably streaming it or maybe disc through the PlayStation.
But if I want to watch.
I could go disc through the PlayStation.
Right. You could go disc. I'm thinking like if I wanted to play the Kaleidoscape and get that audio through the headphones, I'd have to probably go directly into the receiver. Come out.
No, we'd all. You could run a disc through the PS4.
Yeah. Oh, I could run a, yeah. Or I could run a disc through my player, my Panasonic and dongle out of that.
You might be able to put the dongle in the receiver, in your receiver. No,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are listening to us right now and they're going, they've already solved it.
What are they putting the dongle in?
Actually, could you run,
I could run a wire too. I could.
You can't run your Kaleidoscape off a computer, right?
No.
Okay, because this one's made for PlayStation and they have a different set. I think they might just be, I don't know if they're that much different, but they have an Xbox PC set.
Yeah.
So you'd probably just get the PC one and try and plug it into a bunch of different things.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is I also could hardwire it and just run the cable.
Oh, yeah.
I have, even for like in this theater here, where, you know, still at the old theater, but I have a really long extension just for running Odyssey because of the microphone that I use to calibrate the room. So I could just
you could just do that,
jack into that and sit there. That would work. So watch the whole movie to get the full surround again. Then when we do a watch along, be like, oh yeah, this scene here. It's like, but yeah, you want to, let's see, where's the, boom. Do you, we might as well make it just like the real show. Do you want to get to our feature for since we're already talking about it? So, let me, here we go. We're talking Die Hard on the Kaleidoscape. Shocker.
Huh? I said shocker.
Shocker. It's in the title. The Die Hard Christmas Special. There you go. The annual Die Hard Christmas Special. And yeah, there we go. We're all across the top. For the people watching on YouTube, you see that. And the people listening to audio only, you don't care where we are. Whether across the top or scattered across the bottom. Yeah, what did you guys think? Now, Greg, last year was your first year, right?
Yes.
Was that your first year? Okay. So last year was your first year. Joe and I have been doing this since, as we said earlier, since 2019.
We've been watching Die Hard. We've been talking about it since 2019.
Dude, you're right.
We've been watching Die Hard since I was 12 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe younger.
Maybe younger.
It was Die Hard and then First Blood.
Yes. Yep, I already did. I did First Blood last week.
Yep.
Oh, you remember we watched them, your first time for each of them was back to back?
Not like same day, but a week apart or a couple days apart. Okay. We watched them both as like Christmas movies.
We're festive around here.
I'm going to change location so I can charge my phone.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
I know.
Now I have, and you got your sweatshirt on.
Yep.
My second run through, I'll definitely say it's a Christmas movie for sure.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Even like, when he gets to the airport. Pardon?
Even when it's blurry?
Yes.
Because you forgot your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what?
Well, last year was my first time watching it, and this is my first year watching it without glasses on. And it's definitely a Christmas movie. Even
That sounds so funny. That sounds so funny. It's like, this is my first time without glasses on. Where is it? Turn around, Greg. So the screen's up there.
DJ?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I forgot. Last year, you'd never seen it.
No. This is my second time ever watching it. I haven't watched it since then either.
Oh, wow.
So it's my second time. And I definitely, like, when they got into the airport and, like, the sleigh bell music was playing, and I was like, oh, dude, it's for sure a Christmas film. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through and through.
Film.
Film.
It's a film.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, all the music throughout is all holiday music, and you got mm-hmm. Run DMC with, you know, Christmas this is Christmas music. Yeah. Hollis. takes place at Christmas. Not only does it take place at Christmas, that's not the sole reason it's a Christmas movie. It's like they actually use Christmas in the movie as the plot. It's part of the plot of the movie. And you really can't do that at any other. We've debated this with multiple
everybody.
Like, you couldn't even do this at any other time of year, because Christmas is that one holiday that's like everything's shut down, you know. And even like, it's all like internationally too, to a degree. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, oh, it could have been the 4th of July. Well, not really. Nobody else in the world shuts down on a day. Can't be Thanksgiving. Every country has a different Thanksgiving. So it's like, this is like the international, probably the most international holiday, and it works. Unlike Home Alone, that could have just been a family vacation gone awry.
True.
Right. It's all it really was.
The church scene though.
Yeah, it's a backdrop. Christmas is a backdrop to Home Alone, but it's not crucial to the story, right?
That's like, the ornament trap. The ornament trap wouldn't exist. When he steps on the ornaments when he walks in, but he could have just used pieces or something.
Could have used glass, toys, glass, shoot the glass, right? So.
Who cares about glass?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares about glass? Which is a, you know, foreshadowing to when he does care about glass.
Very much so.
Yeah. What did you got here? We got some pictures to go through here too. We have this picture down there, but there's our, that's up behind the theater for people watching on YouTube.
Oh, you can't even see the model.
Nope. Don't worry. We'll get there in a second.
Oh, you got a good one.
Better?
A little. I mean, the plastic's all reflective. That's all. There you go.
There
you go. Still mint in box.
Absolutely. But this, the Die Hard Nakatomi Plaza collection, did we ever take it out of the box? I don't think we did. The tower. Obviously, we took the Blu-rays out.
Yeah.
And that's the, my Laserdisc behind it. And then you can see right behind it, we got the Christmas book, which is behind the Nakatomi Plaza countdown, which was set to the 21st. What's that?
Said the Christmas countdown.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw you said it this morning when we were watching the movie. You put his knee at it at the 21st.
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of slid him down there.
Yeah, you slid him down.
I didn't really make it too precise.
Hans. Oh, I hope that's not a hostage. whoops, wrong one. And then we have... And there they are. So people,
that's crazy.
The audio only. Joe crazy. Did. What'd you do? Describe how you did this. We got on the screen here. We have. Greg, describe what's on the screen.
Yeah, Greg introduced me to Grok, the Twitter X AI, and he pays for the fancy one. But last week it came out, and they said like it's free for everyone to use like some version of it. So I asked them to do Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman watching a movie, a Christmas movie together. And this is what we got you're watching.
Yeah, that's what you're seeing. Yeah, it came out pretty good.
It came out after a few tries. I finally got the AI to give me what I wanted.
Even the hands are good. That's shocking.
The, the first one I asked for, John McClane and Hans Gruber, and it gave me Bruce Willis and John McCain watching a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So that I had to go with their real names.
So it's funny, Greg, you said the hands are pretty good. Let me see if I can zoom in on this for you. On this picture, you guys have it. Let me pull down the border so you can see. Look at Bruce. Yeah, look at his thumb. Or what's, it looks like a toe.
Oh, I didn't send you the bad ones of.
It look he's one, got three fingers leg. And a toe for a hand at the bottom. It's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. And then, oops.
I can't do hands.
Can't, yeah. Oops. And then this is the other one that you had.
Yeah, they're sharing a bowl of popcorn. Was there's the prompt.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, pretty good. That's the scene we're going to get to in a minute. But
awesome.
Yeah. We'll get to that. But yeah, there it is. The Nakatomi Plaza. And pull us back up here. There we go. Yeah, man. So, Joe, having watched it so many times, did you, I mean, every year we try to see or look and see if there are there any differences. Did you notice any? Because almost every year we've had an upgrade here or there. I mean, I think we got the 4K during this time. I think the 4K disc came out for the first time.
This year?
No. I don't think we watched it. I think we watched it. I'd have to go back to the first year we did it in 2019. I think we did it the regular Blu-ray.
We either had Blu-ray or we had, it was the first 4K. Or we had something wrong because that was the year of the blue, I think, was the first year where your blue was way off.
Oh, remember that issue? Oh, Greg, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
This was
everything
before.
Was so blue.
Yeah, but it was a glitch. No, that was before this projector.
Yeah, well, so wouldn't that have been the first year? Or was that projector? Before we were talking about it? Oh, sorry, guys.
Where'd you go? Oh. I'm right here. No, remember, maybe it was this projector. I forget what happened. Maybe it was the old projector before we had 4K projector.
It wasn't first year with the Lumigen, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't off? The Lumigen. No. No, because remember how we used to have to fix it? I'd have to go into the
I thought you were putting it through some processor that made it blue that you could adjust.
No, it was actually the projector. Remember? And I had to go into the hue, the blue hue, knock it one and back, and then it would have been perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah. I think our third year without errors.
This one?
If this is five or if this is six.
Yeah.
We had no bass. We had
bass. Lack of we only bass. Have one sub.
lack of one sub. Blue, yep. And I don't know if there was another one. So maybe it's our
fault. No. That's right. The year with no bass was the first year in 4K.
Oh right.
Remember, and we were so impressed with that. We were like, "This is awesome!" Blah blah. And I was, you actually mentioned it's funny, Greg, because it's like the idea of two subs is to get a more uniform bass, right? And I'm sitting there, and the one that was out was actually the one that's behind me in the room because I have it on a splitter coming out of the receiver, and that one had just like slid off, and we didn't know. I didn't find out for a couple of weeks, and I'm watching all these movies. I thought it was, but Joe had mentioned in the show, he's like, I didn't feel like the bass was as good this year. And I'm like, I thought it was great. And I mean, I think you even mentioned it, didn't you, while we were watching the movie?
No, I think I waited. I think because you said it sounds great, and I was like, eh, it was okay. And but you got the front facing sub, so you got hit with all of it
coming right
and I'm
at
off
me.
To the side a little bit. So yeah, I didn't you're get off the full
right
pressurization of it.
Yeah, and it wasn't a dramatic drop off to me that it wasn't as noticeable to me. And then once we did figure it out, I went and sat into your seat with it on and with it on. I'm like, oh my God, you hear the difference. And, so we had that year.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of our years was the first year with the Zapedi, another year. Then I think 2 years ago was the first year with the Kaleidoscape, I believe.
Yeah.
Or maybe last year. No, no 2 years ago was. And
maybe.
Yeah. Last year was flawless, right? We had no issues.
Mm-hmm.
We did good.
Yeah, we were good.
We did well.
Yeah. No, we did good last year.
It was Greg's first year. So that's good. Yes. I think Greg's the key.
Yeah.
Could be.
Bring Greg.
Could
no,
be.
No flaws. No flaws. But did you, like, Joe, did you notice anything different? Did anything stick out to you out of this year?
I don't think so. You noticed more the guy's coat. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was any more green this year than it was in years past, or you just happened to notice it. I noticed it was green. I didn't think anything of it. I don't know if that was new or not.
Yeah.
Or if we're just seeing it now.
Exactly. And that's what I keep saying. Like I told you guys afterwards, I'm like, we had no upgrades this year. It's basically the same. It's the Kaleidoscape. As far as I know, I don't think Kaleidoscape updated the picture or the sound. And they do that. But mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing that. I definitely would have made a note that if it said like, oh, cause you have to click on it to get the update. Like, mm-hmm. and they do it all the time. You'll get movies and be like, it could be a catalog title like this. And all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, improved sound. That's all to say. Just improved sound. Do you want the, yes, yes. I don't know what it is. The funniest one was when, Todd Anderson of AV Nirvana, we raved about the 4K release of Ambulance. With, I think that's Jake Gyllenhaal and stuff, the action movie mm-hmm. and, raved about it. Absolutely loved it. We were so excited about that movie and the sound that we were like, he was like excited. Like, let's do a show. I'm like, oh, geez, Todd says, let's do a show. I'm like, start the car, get home. So we record the whole thing the next day. I mean, the disc, it just dropped on Kaleidoscape that week. I think we were 2 days, it was out for 2 days. It wasn't even out on disc yet. And like a day later, we both were like, it just said improved sound. And we were like, this is like one of the best sounding movies we'd ever heard at the time. We were just so excited about it. We're like, what did they improve? But that's what they do. So I don't think that I saw any updates this year, because I definitely would have been excited for this year thinking we've got an upgrade. Mm-hmm. In the picture, no upgrades, but not no upgrades in picture or from the source. But I did tell you guys afterwards, I was like, my Lumigen, I did the update mm-hmm. to the Lumigen, which it's, you know, they're, you know, as in Greg, what did you call him?
Lumigen.
That's how you remember.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, Jim, is it Jim from, and I'm like, yeah, and you're like, yeah, Lumigen. I'm like, yeah, so Lumigen Peterson. They're always plugging away, trying to improve, you know, the math basically on the, you know, tone mapping. And obviously it just recently got Dolby Vision. This isn't in Dolby Vision, but the update is much, you know, it just gives you better brights and better, you know, a higher ceiling and a lower floor, apparently, because that's what I'm experiencing. At least that's what I feel like I'm experiencing. But that's why I wanted to talk to you guys, having seen it. I haven't seen this movie since last year.
Me neither.
And
well, actually, they keep putting it on at work. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the lunchroom.
That doesn't count.
No.
That doesn't count.
No.
Yeah. Watching
sounds
it in
awful.
The background on a
sounds
crappy.
Awful.
Is it?
It's the TV's not crappy. But
oh, really?
It's not OLED, but it's brand new. I think we have 65s in the lunchroom.
iPhone.
Yeah. 85s in the conference rooms.
There you go.
It's nice.
There you go. Bring your headphones to work. Just kick back and watch Die Hard.
I know.
There you go. Like Joe's productivity has gone down. But yeah, it's like, it's fun because we talk about that all the time in home theater and everything, in anything. It's like, just like you do, like you get a new piece for your bike, Joe, and you're like, I'm faster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm faster. It's like, you know, that chain ring, so much faster.
Yeah. Lose like, that gram.
Yeah. Or you get an oil change on your car, Greg, and you're like, oh my God, it's shifting so much better. This thing's so much faster.
It's some
just
good
like when
oil.
You get it washed. Oh, back when you had your Mustang,
oil.
You get it washed, you're so fast.
Oh,
it's like off the line at the, you know, the red lights go green. Man, a clean car goes so much faster.
All the dust specs were aerodynamic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
the pound of wax they put on it.
Here's a fun segue. You didn't even know you were in a field, did you? With the Mustang. Remember that? I was like,
oh.
Meg's like, Greg might need you to help him fix his bumper. I'm like, and you had a, what, Mustang? What year?
It was 2020, I think.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, I think so.
Gorgeous, loaded Mustang GT. Ooh. I mean, it was a badass vehicle.
It was beautiful.
And I'm like, I go over to look at it. I'm like, the hell happened? The whole bottom of it. I think there's still grass in it.
I stumped it. Yeah,
you were like, I was in a field. What?
I wasn't in a field. There was no parking at my buddy's house. And so
his front yard
was wide open. It was nice and flat, but it was snow on the ground. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to edge up there and we should be all good. But I blame the landlord. It's the landlord's fault. It's always the landlord's fault. But they didn't stump grind the stump when they took out a tree. And so the stump took out my car. So my fault, obviously. I don't blame anybody, but
I was like,
good. Since then, he bought a Jeep.
Yes. Yeah. No problem with stumps. No problem with stumps.
Yeah, no. Knock on wood. You're going to hit a stump that's like a legit stump.
They're called trees.
All future the kid stump. Just hit me. Yeah. Behind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just got your Jeep back. Or you're about to get it back, right?
No, he had it back.
I got it.
Oh, you got it back. You were saying that they kept it for the exhaust tips and stuff.
Yeah, some accessories I'm going to throw on there afterwards. But all good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you think you noticed, it seemed like we noticed a lot more content this time than last year. Do you think it's because you didn't do upgrades besides the update, and so you were focused more on the content of the film, or do you think it was just like...
That's a great question. I actually think because of the update, now this is just me, I think because of the update, we noticed that scene.
Oh.
Because I think in the previous updates, I'll show you the scene that we're talking about here, if you're watching on YouTube, go to like 9 minutes and 40 seconds of the movie, and it's when he's plugging in Holly Gennaro, her name, into the little touchscreen computer, and I mean, it jumped out at me this year. I was like, did you guys see that? Did you see that? I'd never seen that before. And if you watch this scene from the beginning, you'll see his arm on the right side, on the left side of the screen. And it's more distinguishable this year. Before, I think the whole thing, it was just darker. And maybe people with an OLED, they don't have a problem with it. It's probably got better gradation in that area than I've ever gotten with the projector. But now I'm seeing his arm and the difference, or we saw the difference between his arm and the stone, which you can kind of see on the screen here. I'll blow that up a little bit. But you see, what ended up happening is I was like, did you guys see that? Was that me? And you guys didn't pick up on it. You didn't see it. And I back it up.
Nope.
I go, and I didn't tell you what I saw. I go, watch. And then you will watch it. I backed it up and you're like, oh my God. And it's a jump cut. It's the most obvious jump cut.
Every time the screen refreshes, it jumps. And he does it like 5 times.
Right. Oh yeah. I think like we said afterwards, I think there was one that was fine.
The first one.
No, we watched it again and it still wasn't great.
The first one? Right.
We saw it on every time the screen did like the top down sweep. That like PowerPoint sweep to drop out all the names, it jumps really bad.
So for people listening audio only, what we're talking about is that touch screen. Every time that, what Joe just said is every time that goes down, the jump cut isn't on that screen. The jump cut is the actual film. You'll see his arm just inexplicably disappear and move to another location in like just disappear. And now it's over here. Like a not a normal motion. And I can only imagine that when they cut this back in 1988, they were thinking nobody's going to see this because it's all going to be washed out because it's going to be too dark.
Well, and we've never seen it because you're also watching what he does on the screen. Every time you're watching the screen refresh and like do the sweep.
Right.
So you never see, you're not really paying attention to what his hands are doing.
Right.
And exactly. Movie Margaret. It was definitely the artist's wife or something like that, and he threw that in.
Oh, did you see the top one?
Pedro Martinez.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedro Martinez. And in 1988.
You did his car, right?
No, I did Manny Ramirez's.
Oh, Ramirez's car.
I did Manny Ramirez's because he was living at the Ritz in Boston. Wow. And the valets pulled a Greg and they pulled his Mercedes in and his Mercedes had the airlift. So like he could, and they didn't lift it. They didn't to get over the speed bumps because it's lowered. He had it lowered, but then had the air ride so that he could bring it up when you hit speed bumps and they didn't. And they ruined the whole under part of the car. So I had to go to the basement of the Ritz parking garage and work on Manny's car. And I had to get color codes. You know this, Joe. We have to, like, you have to rip through a car to find color codes. And I go into it and literally I've seen it. There's been rumors of it. Paychecks in his glove box. Back then, like unused. I saw in his glove box. And this was back before we had, so I wish I could have taken a picture for somebody. But I was like, I called my boss. I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't even remember the amount. I can't remember if they were millions or hundreds of thousands. There was giant numbers and they're just sitting there
in the glove box.
Now, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, we were just so blown away by it talking to my boss. I was like, maybe he just has direct deposit and they just hand him these and he doesn't care about them, or maybe he has some. Yeah, but no, they weren't stubs. They were the checks.
Oh, wow.
But you know what I mean?
Stubs look like checks.
Yeah, no, these were checks.
No, my stubs look like checks. They just say don't. Yeah, they say not a check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was a while ago. But yeah, he had those. And I wasn't like searching through his car for any other reason, but I have to find the paint code because it's got to match. You don't want to do Manny Ramirez's car and have the bumper not match.
So how old would Pedro have been? He wouldn't have been.
I don't know. That's the thing.
He wasn't playing.
In 88, he may have been just coming up because he started in Montreal. He was playing for the Expos. And then we got him in the late 90s. But yeah, he might have been just coming up. Or that could just be anybody else. I mean, maybe that's a common name, more common than, but it is funny that it's there. On the Nakatomi Plaza directory. That's funny. And Margaret Moody.
Yeah.
Poor Peggy. But yeah, so back to that jump cut. It's like that, like, Greg, great question. Like, why are we noticing stuff like that? I mean, that one there, what was the one, Joe, we saw a couple of years ago? We actually put a question out. I was looking for it this year. I forgot what it was, but it was with remember the trigger on the mic on the, walkie talkie.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I forget what the detail was that we noticed. Like he didn't push it, or his hand was open and he was talking into it, I think, something like that.
I think that's the walkie-talkie because they did that a lot.
Well, we talk about that every year. How are they both talking back and forth on a two-way, on a mic, like a one-way mic?
I don't know. Can you do that with CB? I don't know.
I don't think so. Greg, you might know that. Someone in the comments. Don't you guys use them at work?
Yeah, you can. You can talk at the same time on a CB, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were using CB because he set his.
He said that
he
guy in the limousine.
It. Yeah, but he pinned it and put it down when he was fixing his foot and was just talking to the walkie. So you can just do that because it's CB.
So it is a two way.
So.
Yeah, it's not like the little radios that you. Okay. Have.
Yeah, it's CB. That's why you get access to that secret emergency channel.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he says, how is he talking to them? He must have crazy good reception. And that's when he realizes he's on the roof.
Right. Yeah. He's on the roof. But I felt like this year, the brights, that's what I'm noticing with the update. I felt like the brights are brighter and what I notice more is like, the airport scene when he first, which is big now because you don't do that anymore. You can't smoke in airports anymore. But when he first lights up and the smoke that comes off of it, that I'm noticing in more of my content right now that all of little subtle things like that are more pronounced and seeing that smoke is a little more. And then obviously throughout the movie, the lights on the Christmas trees are more detailed, are brighter. Everything looks, and I'm also noticing the color timing seems better. Everything like, the opening where it's sunset and the oranges and stuff. And then the reflections on their faces looked a lot better this year. But again, that might just be, like you said, Greg, just I got nothing else to look for, you know. But that's kind of the part of the fun, though. They could just tell you, it could be, you know, like, you know, placebo effect. Oh, yeah, we just gave you an update. This is awesome. They didn't do anything. Who knows? I don't care. I'm having fun doing it.
Last one, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this a placebo update? Exactly. Well, that's when they do the blind tests. I'm sure you guys heard when Youth Man was on, Michael, and they did the test at M-Wave a couple of years ago, the speaker wire test. And the one that passed that was the best was the coat hanger.
Oh.
It was a coat hanger. It was a coat hanger. And they were going up against like really expensive speaker wire.
Monster audio.
People preferred the coat hanger the most. and that's why a lot of, and I know from talking to Todd and other people that do these tests and everything, there's a lot of people that don't want to do them. They don't even want to know. They don't want to do a blind A-B because they want to have their opinion. It's like, I'd love to do a blind A-B. And it's like, oh, you got to, but it's, doesn't change the fun of the whole entire hobby.
Yeah.
You know?
Glad you said that. Now I don't have to return all the coat hangers I got to you for Christmas for
your new theater. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Splicing coat hangers together, soldering coat hangers. They don't. All right, Greg. So what did you notice the most? What did you, for your second viewing a year apart in a holiday special?
My second viewing, I kind of picked up more on the content because last year I think I was focused a lot on the story. Whereas this year I was able to kind of pick out more things. I'm like, oh, I know this is coming, so I'm going to think about this. And I know what, I think Joe noticed it first, the wire coming off the chainsaw.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had a timestamp of that.
I don't have the chainsaw scene.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's another one. That's not because of an update. That's not because of anything.
You just noticed it.
Yeah, and it is obvious. And like, it's funny when you see things like that, and not, you're like, how did we miss that in the past? But like you said, like just like this one here, you're looking at the screen or you're looking at the sparks fly. So, yeah, we don't have a. It's right at the beginning, and it's when that's Hans, right?
No,
that's Carl.
Is that Carl?
Oh, that's Carl. Yeah. Oh yeah, Hans Gruber. That's Carl cutting the electrical panel,
cables. Yeah,
all the cables. And his brother's down below reconnecting him or splicing him. And when you watch that scene and off the end of the chainsaw, Joe thought he saw like it was a cord, like it was a powered saw, like an electric chainsaw, but he clearly starts it. So we were like, the three of us were stumped. Like, here we go with stumps again, Greg.
Oh.
Three of us were stumped.
And we're like, what?
Yeah. We're like, why would it be like, have a cord on it? And then Greg's the one that noticed it was a microphone. But you could even see the clip for that. And like the head, what do you call them? The lavalier mics that we were using last year to record or like the news people use, but they had it attached to the back of the chainsaw. And you could just barely see it just as he's about to turn and put the chainsaw down. You could see the back side of it and you'll see what we're talking about. But there's a black wire coming off the back of the chainsaw. And it's like, how did you not see that? But then, yeah, I mean, Joe sees the wire and then Greg nailed. I think you nailed it with it. That's exactly what it was.
I think so, but I wasn't wearing my glasses.
To get the raw sound of the mic. Yeah, you didn't have your glasses on. Well, it is a big screen. But yeah, to get the raw audio.
Yeah, I was looking at that and I was like, I wonder if anyone's picked up on it or if anyone's like said it's something else. So I was just curious. So I looked it up really quick and all I got was lumbermuseum.org. It's like the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum. And they were like, why the heck does Carl have this specific chainsaw? Because it's an Echo, which is a Japanese brand, but the steels are made in like most likely Carl's country where they originate. He's like, why is he using that? And then not only that, but that Echo chainsaw is specifically called a quick vent, which is for breaching, like burning structures and trenching out for fires. So it's like not even like a, chainsaw chainsaw. It's interesting.
Oh, so that's why he had it.
I guess.
Because it's for cutting buildings apart.
I guess. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
He had a fireman's chainsaw. Yeah.
And he basically bought it here.
Yeah,
he bought it. You know what I mean?
Well, he could have bought a steel, which would be a German chainsaw.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. I had an Echo before. Now I have steels. But I thought I didn't even look that close because the Echoes and steels are both the same colors. Yeah, similar colors.
Yeah, Echo's like a reddish orange. Like
people were noticing it has like an angle bar. So it cuts down. So it's made for like making like cuts like that. So where it would kind of like pinch in between the bottom and the handle. And you can see that little like black boot going up around there. It's pretty interesting.
I'm going to have to go to the Lumber Museum website later.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And the lumber, whoever wrote the article from the Lumber Museum says that Pennsylvania declares Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Oh, there good.
Go. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big vote.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a swing state.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Swing state. Swing state. There we go. Yeah, that's the, I always wondered why he had a chainsaw period. Like for the trip, like what's their plan? Like how they worked this out. And it's like, all right, everybody go in that. And the other one that I always wondered, not always wondered. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, why wouldn't you use a Sawzall? It's smaller. You could, I don't know though, if they
didn't have back then
the battery. Yeah. In 88, we didn't have, it wasn't like you go down and get a 60V, you know, like Sawzall and be able to back then.
Well, the other guy would have been running
a cable, huh?
The other guy had an air tool.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, what is he plugging into?
Must have like a tank already filled up in his bag for that specific reason.
Yeah, that's he had a bag with a tank and just
So he's got a. I mean, one misconnection and it goes, you lose all your pressure. You're like, oh, sorry, mission's over. Like I lost all my air.
I think they're trying to establish like the dichotomy of the brothers, like the preparedness and the carefulness compared to the recklessness of Carl.
Damn. Look at Greg.
Artsy. You know,
Carl's like a loose cannon, and that's why he just kind of like, even like when he smashes his machine gun butt into like the glass, like what even is he smashing up into that?
Yeah.
They didn't even
flips
break.
Over the table.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
You can't break out the word dichotomy on this show.
I know. I gotta go look stuff up. So like,
I don't even know if it's the right term. I just say it.
No, that was right.
Okay, good.
I just didn't know I was coming to English class.
Cotomy. I didn't even know cotomy was alive.
Oh, we should read the book for next year.
Is it the Christmas book?
No, the book is based on.
Oh, the book. Yeah, it's what's it called?
Hang on. I'm going to go blank for a second.
There we go.
How many pages is it?
More than six.
How many pages is it? I might have to start in February.
Nothing lasts forever.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
You do Die Hard Book Club. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure I read it.
Forever.
I don't want to, I can't guarantee it. I know, cause I know I've read First Blood and I've read other movies that I really like. And I'm pretty, cause I was huge into this movie since the day it came out. It came out on my birthday in 88. I told somebody that the other day and they're like, you were born in 88? I'm like, no, that was my birthday. I was like, I was born in 70. And they were like, oh my God. They thought it was like came out the day I was born. I was like, no, that was my birthday.
Yeah, I'm a diehard baby.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's a Christmas movie that came out July 12th, 1988. Perfect. And it's in the movie. Didn't they say? Oh, yeah. It's part of the movie that she, Holly, moves Holly. Her name's Holly. That's Christmassy. She moved out there
in July,
over the, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So she moved out there during the time that this was, you know, in the summer, and she'd been gone for 6 months. So another part of the movie, making it a Christmas, festive Christmas movie.
We didn't finish discussing this in July.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we had that one. Let's talk about that scene again. I think Joe and I have talked about it every year. I think the three of us talked about it last year, but when they, oh my God, 2x2 formation,
Oh, Greg read a
the
blooper about that.
Yeah. And so why don't you go with that? Yeah. And then I was crying laughing when we started talking about what we'll get to in a minute. The breaching of the door.
I love it. I love it so much.
But what would you read about 2x2?
On IMDb, they said, when Theo updates Hans on the police activity, he reports that the four a-holes are coming in the rear in standard 2x2 cover formation. And the SWAT team members are not in 2x2 cover. They're all running together single file.
Single file? Yeah.
Gripping a rifle with no hand on the grip.
Gripping just the running rifle.
Running with it like they had a 2x4.
Right. It's almost like parade formation. Like they have it out in front of them like they're about to spin it and do a trick. It's like, yeah, it was awful. Awful. Like SWAT or anybody in the world watching that's going to be, it's not what we do.
What? That looks awful. Do we? I guess that's the point.
Yeah, exactly. The whole entire scene is to make them look so inept. It's like, but then they get to the door and, you know, he's trying to pick the lock. Who knows why?
And usually they kick doors in or just break the glass.
And it's glass. It's a glass door. And I like the lead. He walks up to the door and he's got his handgun pointed straight up in the air. And he's just looking around like, what is he going to do? And he's up against the glass, holding like his hands up against the glass. So even if like he saw something, he'd have to back up, drop it. I mean, he's done. If somebody sees him, it's like, if he sees somebody with a gun pointed at him, what's he going to do? Shoot in the air?
But, and then he gave it 10 seconds of hard work on the lock and goes, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You've got, here they come in 2x2 formation. So you got your
one
lead
guy running with his lock pick set.
No, it looked, I think it was a paperclip. I think he had two paper clips. That's all they gave him. And he's trying to fix the door. And then who said it? Who was the one that said it? About Mike?
Yeah, it's like, Mike, get over it. This isn't going to work. And then Mike this comes isn't working. Over with,
Mike, you're up.
With a torch. It's like, to cut through the glass door.
Like, you had that.
Yeah, like, why did Mike you sitting there, like, start with that?
Come on. Mike's it's sitting taking there. Forever. This guy sucks at picking locks.
it's like we're gonna send a guy happening. With yeah all right, like, what was the plan before they started to the building? Like, all right,
by the handle.
we never got his name to get the locksmith. No. We never got his name, so the locksmith's like, guys, let me try, I've been dying to do this, give me a shot. It's all right, we're gonna give you 12 seconds. If you don't got it, Mike's up, because he's got a banger of a torch that he's been dying to use. So stupid. And poor Mike sitting next to him like, come on, let me burn something.
Well, he had no glasses. He had
didn't have any glasses using the torch?
No, he's open face, and he's got the clicky like sparker from science class.
This thing's just spewing fumes. You just look at the click it and go. It's like, get out of the way, because we're going to, the guy with the handgun, all you had to do was shoot the glass. It would have opened, could have stepped right through.
That's they are all you afraid had to of do. Glass. That's what we know. Law enforcement is afraid of glass.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. Yeah. Oh, God. When he said, Mike, you're up. Mike's like, yay. Here it comes.
Like, he was stepping up to bat.
So we sent four guys, and two of them didn't have weapons.
Yep.
Right.
One had a lock pick, and the other had a torch.
Yep. And the other had a torch. And one had a rifle, and one had
not covering anything.
Not covering a thing. Yeah. And then they all just get shot. through the glass. Like, they all just and then they show him laying there on the ground, have to send in the car.
And the car has to come from the police department.
Yeah.
He's still driving in.
Yeah. Like, I'm on my way. Stop the Duncan.
Who wasn't dead after the first RPG shot.
Yeah. Oh. Get him out of there. They're burning. They're burning in there, you know. Is that what the chief yelled or whatever?
Yeah.
They're burning, you know. Yeah, we see that. Oh, the car that got stuck on the stairs.
Yep.
It's sole job.
The
But I did, the audio too, I don't know why, maybe it's because it's been a year. I thought that I felt like there was more overhead room engagement at different times. And again, just like anything else, it's probably because you got more time to, or more things to think about, because you already know other things. So now I'm like, oh my God, that the overhead I thought was really, really good engagement on a few scenes. The helicopters I thought was good. Mm-hmm. And there was one earlier on, maybe it was the music, but there was one earlier on, the up mixing. And it sounded so much better to me that I started thinking, I'm like, did the Marantz get an update? But I haven't updated the processing on that ever. So, I don't think my calibrations, I do calibrations all year, but I don't think it would have changed it that much. I think it's just more from not having seen it in a year and just being excited to sit down and listen to it. I thought the upmixing was really good, really, really good. What'd you think, Greg, for being, you know, second year and listening?
I feel like last year I didn't really notice the overheads as much besides the one saw scene and that whole thing of the fight with all the aluminum banging around, the aluminum studs or whatever, all that banging around. But this year it was like as soon as the movie started and the plane is landing,
yeah,
I felt like I heard it everywhere. And then from the start of that, following throughout the film, it was like immersive enough to where I didn't really hear it because I was feeling it. Like it was just, I wasn't noticing like, oh, it's that. Because some movies, I feel like it's, they'll throw something in the overhead so you can go, oh, it's in the overheads. Look, it was worth right. it. I spent the money in the overheads. But yeah. This film, it just seemed like it was like homogenous. You know, it was all like, it was all mixed together well.
Yeah.
It's got big words.
Jeez.
Homogenous.
It's like, yeah, no, exactly that. It's more ambient. Right. Yeah. And the plane coming in, you're right. The plane coming in sounded like it was over your head. And then you heard it land on the screen. You hit, you know, you hear the tires. I don't know why I was expecting more bass out of the Die Hard connecting in the title, the open. I don't know why I thought the bass in the movie was awesome. Obviously I'm misremembering that it was, but when that came together, I expected more of a boom out of it and it wasn't.
It was just pretty normal.
Yeah. what it normally was. Yeah. Joe, did you think anything different about the sound? Did you notice any more details?
I don't think so. I wasn't looking for much this year because we didn't make any big changes.
Right. Sometimes that's when it's like, I like,
oh my I think God. We all just watch the movie more.
Yeah. 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 What was I going to say? I was looking for more of the tone, the color, mm-hmm. the picture and stuff. And that's why I said, Carl's brother there, his jacket being green. You mentioned it earlier, Joe. I've never noticed that before. When he's first going downstairs and going down the stairs and he slides down the stairs.
He's got like a green Carhartt jacket with a corduroy collar.
Yeah, like a gray corduroy collar.
Oh, it was brown.
Oh, was it brown? Oh, dark brown, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've never noticed that, you know, what do you call it? Like almost like a dark pine
canvas.
Green.
Yeah.
Canvas, yeah. Yeah, so that jumped out at me. And yeah, the scenes all like when you get later into the movie, the explosions I thought looked more vibrant. I thought his face, the details in his face towards the end and the blood, like, mm-hmm. you know, when he's got the gun taped to his back, which yeah, there's no tape in the world that would stick to that skin. But as you mentioned, Joe, but yeah, I thought a lot of that was, oh, and the dirt. Remember when we were talking about it in the yeah. movie, when he came out of the, that looked
a brand new air shafts,
the brand new air shafts. Exactly. And he comes out of there. He looked more grungy, and it looked fresher to me. It looked like more powdery to me than it had in the past. And again, it's like, maybe it's the update. Maybe it's just because I can really focus in on something, but, it's hard. You can't go back in time and go, what did I see before? But
actually, we can.
Oh, here we go.
5 years of podcasts about it.
True. Yeah, but I can't remember what I actually saw. No, I know. We have five other episodes that,
you gotta listen to them all beforehand.
Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, that is a good idea to read the book for next year. Watch the movie.
The Bright Side Book Club. Everyone get your books out.
Get your books. We'll do watch alongs. We'll do read alongs.
Everyone can go around and tell us their favorite character. Page.
We'll narrate the whole thing as an audiobook.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to be Ellis.
I'll be Holly.
Can I be the maid?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, God.
Paulina?
Oh, Paulina?
Paulina?
Yeah. Hola. Hola, Mrs. Holly.
No telefono.
I mean, that is
that.
That's that right.
Is a Spanish sentence. No telefono. No is a Spanish word and telefono is a Spanish word.
Oh, okay.
That is fair. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And then, and we always mention, Holly hangs up, she'll say goodbye. What would I do without you? Click. Hello? Hello? Not goodbye. I'm going to go now. She says, what would I do without you? Click. Thanks. Did you get hit by a bus? What happened? I was like, yeah. But, there was one, I just thought of something else too, besides the dirt. There was something. The acting. There's another thing. This has nothing to do with upgrades or anything like that. Just as an example, I noticed in the scene when he's using the bathroom and they're talking like as husband and wife that had been separated for a while. And you can see like, her acting, her face, and her being like, I miss you, her sighs. Like, you could really feel like she felt like a wife that had missed. It felt like she missed her husband, right? And he even felt like he was trying to be nice to her. But then, and again, like Greg, like you said, like, you know the story, so you know what's coming. And she's looking at him kind of like, oh, I'd like to have you at the house too. And then he turns and he starts to walk to the doorway, the opening in the door. And he has that smug look on his face. And it's like, if you look close, like you can actually tell he's not going to let this go. And he has that smug attitude about it where he could have just been like, yeah, I'd like to be at the house too. But even before he said anything, you could see it in his face and the acting and all that. I thought I'd never noticed that before. How good that, like how well acted that seemed to me. Good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You think so? Well,
nope. That was a good breakdown.
Thank you.
No, I agree with you. Especially, I like how the couple. They're probably not a couple, but the couple that walks in on them in the bathroom. You can tell that it was like they were. It felt like they were more like adults than anybody in the rest of the film because they weren't worried about that aspect of it. That seemed like we don't care about that part. It's just like, we really miss each other and our kids. And that's what the movie is focused on. It's nothing about like any, naughty stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then I've always liked his smug remark to the woman, the secretary that comes in and he's like, hey, right. He gives that. I've always liked that reply, but then there was something else I noticed. It looks like it's a frozen shot, but it's not because you're looking over Holly's shoulder and she moves. But look at Bruce Willis in the doorway. He's like frozen. Like he's just staring like this. Like, you know, and for audio only, go to the video. You'll see what I just did. But he's just staring, like no movement in his face whatsoever, which I thought was weird. But I probably only noticed it because I was really concentrating on their, you know, facial acting and stuff from earlier in that scene. And that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. Squirrel. What was the plan going in to the, like, elevated doors open? They all slink out, like, almost like they're about to take, like, an album cover shot. Like, they're all like,
they were.
Yeah, like, hey, like, they're all slinking out and, like, sliding down the wall, like, nobody's gonna see me with my weapons.
That was
like,
another jump cut they did.
Which one was that?
When you watch him right before he's about to talk, there's a guy behind him that moves to his left or right to the wall. And then when they cut to, he's about to make a speech, he comes back and like he did like a circle Like he went to the wall and then went back and then came back to his left side, our right.
Yeah.
The guy came out twice. And apparently there's one that was about to walk into a wall and then they cut it.
Yeah. That was the one, like Greg said, when they just got out of the van, out of the back of the van, and they're all walking side by side. And there's one guy, like if the camera doesn't cut away, this guy's walking straight into that wall. It's like
me and Joe were looking at the IMDb after we watched it, just to kind of look and see if things we noticed matched up with other things people noticed. Because if it's the first time we think we saw something, I think it's fun compared to if you notice something that other people notice. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool, but other people figured it out. And that was one of them when they like cut the camera right from like the guy is not walking anywhere. It looks like the beginning of Monsters, Inc. when they're all walking out together. But there's like only one doorway. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's that, and I think we talked about it last year. I didn't read. It's in one of the specials. It might have been in the Netflix special. How movies get made or whatever. Movies That Made Us. There's a Die Hard version on Netflix. It's really good. And maybe I saw it there for the first time, but it was the ambulance being in the back.
Yeah, it's not there.
And it's at the beginning of the movie. There's no way that ambulance is there with all those people. Mm-hmm. And when they all get out, you see the back of it. There's no ambulance. So apparently they dropped the people off, took the van, went and got an ambulance and came back. It's like, but no, mine was more like story-wise, like when they get out of the elevator was like when they drew up the plan before they all went, like, here's how we're going to take over this building. When we all come out of the elevator on the 30th floor, everybody spread out and on the count of three, start shooting at the ceiling. like, why didn't they just come out of the elevator that way? Were they spreading out because they were expecting like this holiday party to people be packing?
Like, I don't know.
And they wanted to get spread out because they didn't want to be in that funnel of an elevator and like everybody at the holiday party just start shooting back.
Swarms them, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so we got to be prepared.
They could use a flashbang macaroon too. Like they so lovingly have.
Yeah, the flashbang macaroon. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I thought that. I don't know why this, like the firing, like the shooting just starts and it's off camera. Cause you're in, I think you go into like Bruce Willis's room, right? You're looking at him and then you hear the firing. So it's like, what made them start firing? Like cause Hans, didn't he come in with the book? So it's like, did he like smack somebody and go, hey, shoot, will you get these people attention?
Get their attention, I guess, and do that.
Yeah. Like more for somebody anything. Fire at the ceiling. Let's get this party rocking.
Or for anything, it's probably to get John's attention, because if they didn't shoot and he walked out there, he might have been toast, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's not their plan. That's not Hans' plan. They're not writing that up like, okay, everybody's going to be carrying this stuff. Because, you know, SWAT didn't have a good plan coming into the building. So apparently, maybe these guys did, but, you know. What else? Any other fun stuff?
What did I like? No, I got nothing. Greg?
Oh, when the guy's like, remember back in Saigon, and he's in the helicopter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was in junior high in Saigon.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? And he's just like, let's kill this guy. Spin around. I'll take a shot this time. It's like, there's no protocol. He's like,
why didn't the guy with the sniper rifle take the shot while he was standing still?
Agreed. Why is that guy?
And the helicopter was still, and then they were like, hit him with the machine gun and don't hit him first. Just like kind of start shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I got it now. Don't worry.
Or the other one was Carl coming across the top of the building when they were trying to pin him down.
Straight up.
And he's got it straight up, but like way off to the side.
He's way up with it.
He's way up and off to the side. Like, why don't you have that at the ready? Like,
and
you know you're going to be
so
looking.
Slow.
Yeah. Like, it's
like he's going to hear him through the gunfire.
Because he's the Hulk anyway. He can survive being hanged. I mean, the guy's incredible.
Yeah, hanged with a chain. Yeah. And yeah, it's up. Like, it was, I mean, I know it's for dramatic effect watching him walk across the helipad with the weapon. Like, it's way, I mean, like, he's sticking his arms way off to the side.
Have it, like, shouldered.
No. No, and you'd think he's coming around, like, there he is. Like, you'd be looking through the sight.
Yeah.
For anything. And he's just got it way up in the air.
And then I was thinking, like, maybe it's wicked front heavy, but it's a bullpup machine gun. So the whole action's, like, behind.
So, well, and they had to let him put, they had to make him put his gun together before he got out there.
Yeah, you gotta build the gun before you use it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they keep reloading the machine guns.
Yes.
They keep slapping the bolt down.
Yep. Yeah.
Like when they get ready, like, oh, hang on. Now it's loaded.
One guy did it twice.
Yeah. They do it a lot.
It was like, like twice before he even fired anything. He's like, and then did it again. Like,
yeah, click. Okay.
That and the multiple detonators in the C4 where they put on the chair.
He puts like four and he's like, ah, screw it. I'll put more. Like, they're not going to do anything.
You might as well just throw them on, down with it. It's like,
and he didn't have the remote for them.
No.
So why'd it go off?
I don't know. Because it was on a chair, Joe.
With a computer.
Yeah. With a computer screen pushed against it.
Technically, if you buy a really cheap office chair, the pistons in them can combust and go up through you if you sit on them. That's why you got to buy a nice office chair so you don't have that happen to you. So I'm thinking if the chair hits the legs and the base, hits the piston up to the TV, the monitor is an old gas-filled monitor. So it would be compressed in there because I've thrown one off a roof and made it explode and it's loud. So I'm guessing it explodes. So maybe those two combinations of that breaking open.
Give it the right electric current to blow the C4.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
We solved it.
Everybody at home, this is how to make a C4 bomb.
Demonetized.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whoops. Well, they did it in a movie. I saw this in a movie once. Stand back.
That's just for educational purposes only. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How to explode an elevator shaft. Yeah, because that's the point of C4. It's nothing.
You can light it on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been, didn't they do that on Mythbusters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can light it on fire like Sterno.
Did they do the Die Hard one?
Not that one. I don't think so. They might
have been like a, what do they call them? Like piezoelectric crystals too. Those like what's in grill igniters, I think. And it's like just you making that click and that spring hitting that crystal can make an electric contact. And that's what starts your grill.
Okay.
So maybe those little like detonator things had piezoelectric crystals on them. I don't know. I'm just making excuses for them at this point, but
I just like that he put more in, like it was going to make a bigger boom. Yeah.
Well, all right. Actually, let me, knowing how those work. Or getting an idea on how those detonators work, maybe more in it is better in that scenario because maybe one of them would spark, would, you know what I mean? Like, whereas if you have a charge to it, you only need one. Any more isn't going to make the boom. It, like more detonators doesn't make a bigger explosion, but more detonators.
You're just hoping more go off.
You got more of a chance of one of them. All you need is one of them going off.
Right.
Right. So is that possible?
I don't know what kind of C4 training he did in NYPD, so I have no idea.
How depressing would the movie have been if he just like if the reality what happened, he just threw it down and went thud. Oh, that didn't work. He's just looking down the shaft like, huh.
The size of the explosion, that was because he blew up the munitions too, right?
Maybe. Good call.
That was my thought.
It's not usually fiery like that.
And like the top of the building wasn't even close to the explosion he had for that elevator shaft explosion. No.
Well, they had a lot more C4 up there though.
Yeah. I was thinking they blew up the munitions of the rocket propelled grenades and all that.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to need a blank load of screen doors.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Good year.
Very much
made the best of it. Next year.
All right. Everyone get your books out. You got 12 months. Yep.
12 months to read. Yep. We got to get a headset.
No audiobooks, guys.
I hate audiobooks.
Oh, I like them.
You do?
I'm not going to sit down and read, so it's just like a podcast to me.
Yeah, but how does it work for you? Like, I don't listen to fiction in person. I'm more imaginative, so like I like to imagine people's voices.
I don't listen to fiction.
Oh, okay.
I'll listen to like Cam Haines' book or.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or, I couldn't listen to fiction and be like different voices or people say, I'd be like, no, this doesn't sound right. I need
it. No, the only time I downloaded fiction was when we flew to Utah in September. I downloaded a huge catalog of like Greek mythology. Mm. And I just put it on the plane because I knew I was going to fall asleep, so I wouldn't miss much.
Zeus didn't
When you're listening
it?
To non, huh?
Zeus no, didn't it narrate wasn't. It?
No, they didn't get the actual gods, but.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I don't like listening to fiction. I can't do that.
Yeah. No. That's what I mean.
But if
yeah,
there's something fact. Like that I want to listen to or read, but I'm just not going to sit down and read it, I'll put that on in the car. Oh, okay. But it's more informative.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like autobiography books read by the guy.
Exactly.
That's cool. That makes
sense. Yeah. 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 That makes sense. That I could do. But yeah any kind of fiction, like I couldn't do this book on an audio, I'd have to
read no. I'd rather read.
But yeah, that sounds like fun for next year.
Awesome.
So we'll do that.
Homework.
Headphones. We'll do that for next year. Hopefully, knock on wood. I promised last. I thought last year we'd be in the house and the theater would be done. Definitely be in the house by next year. Not sure the big theater will be done, but maybe it's a year away.
But that's why we have to do the headphones.
Headphones or the studio will be done. That'll definitely that'll be done. So we could actually sit around the studio too. Oh, many options we have coming for next year.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we get this thing done. I'm not dead. on that happy note. No. No, this is a lot of fun. A lot of fun. What a great Saturday as we're recording. Absolutely. Yeah. Watched it this morning, recorded. You guys went home. That's how we did it. Cause last year I told everybody on, I think I told my patrons, this week on the Patreon show afterwards, the live chat. I was like, it was so hard cause I got a recording of each of us and then trying to edit all that together. It was just like, it's so much echo. I was so disappointed. And, this was just, I'm like, all right, we'll watch the movie and then everybody go home. And it actually worked out cause Joe, like we said, like, oh, you got those headphones. Cool. We can talk about that. And so yeah.
You get to think about it on the ride home. It's nice, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And I got to make the nice graphic for the screen.
Oh, absolutely.
Audio only. Go to YouTube. There you go. But yeah, so our sixth episode, our sixth Die Hard special, fifth annual, I guess, sixth episode, whatever you want to call it. Lots and lots of fun.
Absolutely.
What's another Christmas movie you're going to watch before Christmas?
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
100%. Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Christmas Vacation. Muppet's Christmas Carol is awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to decide, should I do Lethal Weapon? Or that's the other Christmas movie. Lethal Weapon or Die Hard 2. That's another Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Elf. You ever watch Elf?
Elf. I watched
he
Elf
hated
already.
Elf.
What?
I hate the first time hated I saw it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We dropped the kids off. You guys.
Kayla did all the Christmas movies without me.
What's that?
So Kayla did all the Christmas movies without me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time I played hockey this month, she's watched one. So she's out of Christmas movies now.
Oh.
I mean, you're playing twice a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. She won't watch them with you?
No, she will.
Waits. What are you, Scrooge? She waits till you're gone.
Yeah, bah, humbug.
Yeah, I don't like Christmas movies. Yeah, this time next year you'll be married, Joe.
Yeah,
that's wild. Heck yeah.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What just cross your fingers? Yeah. Yeah. So there we go. You'll be newly married. What a couple months, right? By this time next year.
Yep.
Because of October.
2 months.
That'll be fun. Be fun. So lots to look forward to. We got some reading to do, headphones, and somebody's getting married. So it's 2025 is going to be crazy.
Excellent.
I'm reading again. So
awesome.
All right. We will get out of here. Thank you everybody for listening. Have a happy holiday. This is dropping obviously on Christmas Eve. So everybody have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah. All of that.
See you next year.
See you next year. No, will I be?
Don't you take the last one off or no?
I don't know. We haven't decided because we're doing as we're recording Saturday. But it's weird because we could do Monday. We could record on New Year's Eve because
Steve might be partying.
Oh, that's right.
He'll be like,
I'll have to
New Year's.
That would be interesting. It's funny. This is going to come out after Steve and I talk about it. People will hear us spitballing right now. And Steve and I are going to talk about it and John, if he joins us he's still up in the air.
Oh, they'll join you live Monday on night. Tuesday?
So we're recording Monday night at 5, but Monday the 23rd.
So you'll already have a decision by now.
Exactly. So people are listening to us right now and go, this is a night, but they'll know where the idea came from. So I don't know what Steve's doing on New Year's. I don't want to but we could record at 5 our time, go right to 7, which would be midnight.
So Steve celebrates New Year's on the podcast.
Yeah. But I'm not going to hold him to that. It would be funny if he had nothing else to do. Yeah. And it was like, what the heck? Like if he's on call for work and he's like, I can't do anything big anyways. Maybe. That would be fun. Or most likely we'll probably do Monday that next week as well. So take it off. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But we'll be back next year. And, doing our 7th Die Hard Christmas special after having read the book. So thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I will see both of you soon for the holidays. So
awesome.
But everybody else, have a great holiday see you next time, whatever. And you know what you got until next time. I'm sorry. You know what you got to do.
Go push play. What he said
is right.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.